Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Who?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikin, and I'm one of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law. Riding solo today, but I do have a co-pilot.
Hee-hee.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, Dave.
It's still a call-in
show, old
right?
Home day here.
I know.
It's been
it.
So long.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Thank you, Peaches and Herb.
Well, so, Ben, last week we weren't able to have phone calls. Do we have that capability
this
week?
We do have that capability. It took us until Monday to get the phones back. So, yeah, we can. Folks want to call in, 518-476-5900. 518-476-5900. You can get your questions on this morning with Dave and Ben.
I was trying to just make you say the number so I don't screw it up. So
that's fine. I have it posted somewhere over there?
It's right in front of me.
Oh, okay.
The numbers are close to our office line, so.
Yeah, I get it.
Speaking of offices, we have offices in Kingston and Albany, Saratoga Springs, and in the middle in Clifton Park. And if you do want an appointment at one of our offices, you can dial us at 518-465-7581. It's been real busy, Ben. I have lots of things on my to talk about list, but the first thing is what's going on this weekend, the Radiothon.
Yeah, we've had an amazing first day. I was in the morning show yesterday, and day number two starts here at 11 o'clock. And Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Capital Region Radiothon, day number two. Yesterday, our first day total was $88,648. Wow. Now, we're raising nights because it costs $120 to house a family
for a night.
Yeah, so we now have 739 nights covered, or 74% of our goal.
So if I said that Herzog Law Firm would like to donate for 10 nights, you'd be at 749?
751.
751.
And we'd be at 75% of our goal.
So we'll do that then.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. Herzog.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the man.
10 nights.
All right. The show's over. See you later.
10 nights.
That's great. So 10 nights times 120 is 1,200. And you're doing that right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, I just need your credit card number. I think that's awesome. I should have asked you about this weeks ago. So we would have been a sponsor for it, but this is great.
You know, next year we should just get you involved.
That's what I'm
saying. I think that would be a great idea. So I will put our people with your people.
That would be great.
Which would be you. So,
yes.
You and Jay Marie.
That's awesome. So we have another day, and if you're listening out there, I think it would be wonderful if you could donate a night or two, who knows, to your capabilities. But where would they call? What would they do?
Well, we'll give them a phone number just after 11 o'clock for them to start calling.
Okay.
Because they'll have folks.
They can't call now.
No, because there's nobody there to take the phone calls.
Gotcha.
They'll also be down and collecting at the mall at Crossgates in a couple different locations. But the phone number, which we'll give out later, will be great for them to call and get their donations in. And we take folks wherever they're at, $5, $10, $20, $25. 120, whatever, we're good because folks never know when they might need the Ronald McDonald House.
I mean, what a place. Speaking personally, I know that my wife Isabel has gathered toys and gathered this and that and gone over there with our daughter to personally give, and it's an amazing place.
Yeah, it's a little different because we're not at the house like we were in studio yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because of COVID, it's still you know, you have to wear a mask, and you know,
sure,
we get all that stuff, and so you know, we weren't there yesterday, but you know, just be able to talk to folks down at the house and families that have experienced issues with their children, and you know, you just want to keep them close and give them a lot of love, and the house does that, and the parents don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to worry about a place to stay.
Right.
They don't have to worry about food. There's meals that are cooked for them. They can be with other parents that need to talk about things. They can, if they need to get to the hospital, it's right across the
right
street. So it's a win-win all the way around. And, you know, Ronald McDonald House has gone from one house to three. So it's gone from 8 rooms to 25, and
that's
you
amazing.
Multiply that out by 120, and that's a lot of money in a day's time.
Well, let's go from 3 to 5 to 10 houses one day,
yeah.
or lower it because we don't need it.
I was going to say, it would be great if we didn't need it. Unfortunately, that's not the case right now. But you know what? Every day is a different day, and you know that money that is raised here stays here. It doesn't go anywhere else. Stays right here in Albany to help out the house and do the good work that the folks do over there, and it's great.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, happy to contribute.
Thank you, and thank you for your donation, Dave. That's great. That is just awesome. So
our pleasure.
Thanks.
So, you know, we say all the time that bad things happen regardless of whether you plan for those things. And when we're talking about youngsters and Ronald McDonald houses, there's no planning for that.
No.
It is what it is. Let's make the best of it. Let's make the family comfortable. Let's make the kids comfortable and you know, pray that everything works out. For everybody else, as we get older and the bad things are, you know, one day passing away or you know, seeing your folks get older and slowly, you know, maybe dealing with dementia or Parkinson's or this or that, you actually can plan. You could plan financially. You could plan legally. And that's what we normally talk about on the show. And one demographic, Ben, that we normally don't focus on are young families. So, you know, it's Medicaid this, Medicaid that, nursing homes and long-term care and whatever. And sometimes we don't really focus on, you know, people who have grandkids. So I know our listenership is probably not the kind that has a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old like I do.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Probably the listenership is the kind that has a 9-year-old grandchild and a 3-year-old grandchild, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a, you know, I'm shouting from the mountaintops to you grandparents out there. Make sure your children, particularly those that have children of their own, have basic documents, a will, a power of attorney, a health care proxy. Bad things happen kind of to everybody, you know, hopefully not all that much, but it does. So the idea of having a health care proxy or a power of attorney, these advanced directives, planning on sunny days for rainy days, for people who can sign for you, speak for you. So a health care proxy, someone can speak for you when it comes to your medical decisions. A living will, so they could speak for you when it comes to very, very difficult end-of-life healthcare decisions. Powers of attorney, so someone is authorized to sign for you, to transact for you, whether it's insurance or banking, real estate, retirement tax, you name it. Technically, everyone 18 or over should have a power of attorney. I'm staring at you, Ben. I know you have a power of attorney.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, we've got all the way down,
got the
will, and we've got everything. Yep.
I remember you said, I want the Cadillac of powers of attorney.
Yes. Love a Cadillac, never drive one, but yes, if I could have the Cadillac of power of attorneys, I'm in.
Well, let me tell you something about your power of attorney, and this is, I'm not speaking out of school here.
No.
It's, you have a power of attorney that just about all of our clients have, which is a durable power of attorney. It's in effect right now as we
speak. That's right.
You look great.
Never know.
You don't look incapacitated at all.
Not yet. No.
So it's just sitting there. You still do everything you're doing. If you were unable to, if you were sick tomorrow and you couldn't get out of bed, the power of attorney allows your agent, whoever you selected, to be able to transact for you. Now, a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, hold on. You're saying I can't sign for my wife. She can't sign for me. Well, of course we can. We do that all the time. I said, no, you don't.
Mm-mm.
You sign your own name on a check.
That's right.
Because that check has two names on it, and that's okay.
Right.
If that check just had Ben Patton on it, only Ben Patton could sign it.
Right. Like if I had a check made out to me,
yes,
only I can sign it.
Like you could endorse the back of it, right?
Right. But if I wasn't able to sign, then Lori, my power of attorney,
yes,
would be able to sign for me as POA.
Correct. Here's the deal. With a lot of parts of legal planning and tax planning and whatever. What happens if you didn't do any of it, right? What happens if I didn't have a power of attorney? Well, you're still going to get incapacitated. The power of attorney didn't help you, you know, survive the car crash or whatever, or
right,
avoid dementia. Whatever happens, happens. If you don't have a power of attorney, then we're talking something called a guardianship, which we've mentioned a bunch over the past few weeks, where we're now getting the court involved. See, the beauty of the power of attorney is that Ben didn't lose any of his own powers just by adding Lori as a agent. She also can do things, but he still has the power to do whatever he wants to do, right? You are the principal. You're good.
Right.
If you're not good, we have an agent. The job of your agent, by the way, a lot of people don't realize this, it's literally lit- written in the second paragraph of the power of attorney. It says the job of your agent is to act according to the instructions of the principal. Now, I see a twinkle in your eye, but don't abuse this.
Pull the plug.
No, this doesn't mean, hey, Lori, make me a sandwich because you're my agent.
Of course.
Although.
That would never happen.
I think you should try it.
Yeah.
Maybe once.
Yeah.
But theoretically, Lori would say to you, what kind of bread, right? She's acting at the pleasure of the principal. And the key, though, is that once you're incapacitated and you're unable to tell her what to do or instruct her what to do, that's when she has to do what's in your best interest. She has to follow your estate plan. She has the ability to do all the trusts and all the Medicaid planning and the crisis stuff and the nursing home stuff that we talk about all the time. And it's a just in case, break in case of emergency kind of document. So incredibly important. And thank you for letting me use you as a little
You're welcome.
Here.
How you come back after 5 months and all of a sudden you're.
I know. We do have webinars next week, Ben. I know.
Nice.
I know. Now, your favorite one isn't on there.
What do you do when a loved one dies?
No.
Not in there?
Not. Well, you could.
What the heck kind of a show is this?
You can access that webinar if you'd like to.
All right. But anytime I could do that.
Anytime.
I could do it right now while we're in the middle of the show, although
you
I need to pay attention.
In fact, we could just play it and get out of here and.
We could.
Go get a bagel or something.
All right.
So this coming week, so our webinar week is now 3 days. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, so you get Monday and Friday off. Nice.
Mondays are bad webinar days. Fridays are
Friday,
bad
you want the weekend.
Days.
That's right. You want the weekend.
Who wants to watch a webinar on
Monday? No, don't want to do that.
But on Tuesday, sign me up.
Who's on for Tuesday? Are you doing Tuesday?
I think I might be, yeah.
Okay.
It's my favorite. It's Wills versus Trust. So Tuesday, the 24th of January, at 2 p.m., we will do a live webinar. You could email us at info@herzoglaw.com or go to our website, www.herzoglaw.com. Go to our seminar page and click on register. January 24th, Wills versus Trust. It's really the similarities and differences between these two very important large documents. What doesn't the will do? What does the trust do, et cetera? On the 25th, we'll be talking about aging in place. That's Wednesday. Lots of changes, Ben. You haven't been on, so I can't wait to tell you about some of these good changes.
I can't wait either. That's Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 25th.
Got
aging in place. So getting care on your couch, et cetera, et cetera. And then Thursday, the 26th, estate and Medicaid planning myths.
Oh, that's,
there are now
I
more
like
myths
that
than
one.
Ever.
See,
by the
now
way.
I like that. I like that one.
It's a good one.
I like the myths.
So that's our webinar week, and we'll talk more about the changing numbers, Ben, on the backside of this little break here. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid show after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Harry, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office, 518-581-8131. Our Clifton Park office at 518-952-4010. And our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
And good morning. We're back. We being myself, Dave Kubikian, and that guy,
Ben Patton.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Dave.
It's been a caller-free first 15
so minutes. So far, we could get calls right now.
There is a number. It's 518-476-5900. You know, we went from the hour-long show to the half hour, and now it's just flying.
It goes really quick, doesn't it?
We need like a 39-minute show.
Yeah.
If they could invent that one.
Yeah, if they could do that, it'd be great.
So, changing in numbers. And our audience that's been listening the last couple weeks, if they have been, they could probably recite these. But every year, Ben, the Medicaid Department of Social Service updates the allowances, the how much money you could have as a resource and still qualify for Medicaid, how much income you could have,
okay,
how much income your spouse could have. Every year the state updates how much money you can pass away with without any estate taxes. And in general, the numbers go up. But they don't go up a ton.
No.
Except for this year.
Oh.
So,
all right.
Whereas in December, and for those Medicaid applications we filed in December or before, the resource allowance, the amount of kind of liquid funds you could have was $16,800. So not a ton.
No.
Not nothing.
But right, not nothing.
Not a ton. And your yeah. spouse, you know, if dad needed a nursing home and mom didn't, mom could have about 76 grand, dad could have about 16,800. All right. You know,
so 90 about 93,000, yeah.
They went from 16,800 as a resource allowance to $28,133. I don't know why the $133 is in there.
Because they wanted a crooked number. You don't do things with zeros anymore. You put in whatever number.
But, hello, it went up $11,000 in change.
That's over 50%.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what that means for our clients is that, first of all, it's easier to qualify for. There's less money we need to you know, do complicated gift and loan plans to try to save, you know, 50 cents. There's less money we need to save 50 cents of. That makes sense.
What does it mean on the other end, though? Is it still only $76,000 for the other spouse?
That
or
up as well.
Okay.
So, but now as a family, it's over $100,000 of resources they could have, almost $100,000.
So you may be in halfway decent shape then, of being able to...
Correct.
Okay.
Now, that change is a change that impacts both nursing home applicants and home care applicants. The income change, though, is going to really impact the home care applicants. So it used to be you could have about $950 of income that you can keep with no rules if you were applying for home care Medicaid. That has gone up significantly as well. The new amount of income, Ben, is $1,563. So up about $600.
I was going to say, I thought it was around $900.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's quite a bit.
And what that means is for those out there who are looking at home care options, we don't need to do something called a pooled income trust. It's just less work. And you have more money that has no rules on it, more money you can do whatever with, more money you can pay extra caregivers with, more money you can use to fix your furnace, whatever. More money is great.
Yeah. More money is better than less money.
That's
I
correct.
I think the last time I checked.
That is...
Even though I've been gone 5 months, I do think that that's still a thing that we could get behind.
You still have your fastball,
that's right.
Man. That's perfect. what we will be doing in our webinars, though, which I had mentioned prior to the break, is we will be bringing up those numbers each and every webinar because it's that important. Now, Ben, I have a choice for you to make.
All right.
I used to write a little column called TV Lessons in Estate Planning.
Okay.
And you have three shows to choose from. We're going to talk about one of them.
All right.
Shows are Golden Girls.
Yep.
Gilligan's Island.
Ooh.
Or All in the Family. What show would you like to talk about?
I like them all.
Well, you got to pick one.
All in the Family. Love Archie Bunker.
Perfect. So...
Let's talk about Golden Girls. No.
I used to use All in the Family as my number one family example for why you need to have a plan. So I'm really happy that you picked them. So in that show, if you don't know, right, it's Archie Bunker and Edith mm-hmm. Bunker, right? Can you tell me the actors?
Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton.
Very good. And Carol O'Connor was Archie.
Archie.
And
Gene Stapleton was...
Oh, Archie!
Oh, Archie. and they have one daughter.
Sally Struthers.
Gloria. And Gloria has a spouse.
Meathead.
He has a name. Michael.
Mike Stimmick.
Okay. Thank you. You're killing me on this punchline here. Okay. So one of the things that people don't realize is that if you don't have a will, if you don't have an estate plan, New York has an estate plan for you. There's a statute that says where your things go if you die without a will. And the way the New York statute works, when you die with a spouse surviving you and a daughter surviving you, is that roughly one half goes to your spouse, a little more than one half, a little less than one half goes to your children. So if, God forbid, something happened to Archie without a will, Edith gets a little more than a half, and his daughter, Gloria, gets the other roughly half. So what's wrong with that, right? Everything's going to family. It's a big deal.
Well, I mean, with a plan, it would all go to Jean.
To Edith.
And nothing to Gloria yet.
Correct.
Until Edith passed.
So let me ask you a question, Ben.
Yep.
How old is Archie Bunker in the show?
Oh, he's got to be in his 50s, I would think.
He's just in his 50s, early 50s.
Yeah. He looked older, though.
But it's back then.
Yeah.
So early 50s.
Right.
Right? Back then, the life expectancy was a lot less than what it is right now.
Yeah, probably early 70s or maybe.
If somebody like, you know, Archie Bunker passed away and Edith. I keep saying Jean.
Yeah.
Edith was in her early 50s. It is quite reasonable to think she may live well into her 90s now.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4 decades more. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to have half the money. I want her to have all the money.
Yeah, because she may not make it with half the money.
Correct. Under New York.
I mean, she'll make it, but she won't make it as comfortable as she could with all of it.
Correct. Well, let's say that, you know, what's the big deal? Gloria's daughter, loving daughter, she's, of course, going to give to her mother, and she's able to do that. And, well, great. Well, so now that's a gift from Gloria to her mother. There's mm-hmm. some complications there, perhaps. Or, you know what, Mom, whenever you need the money, it's here, it's for you. Well, unfortunately, bad things happen to everyone. And if something happened to Gloria and she had a will, well, she may have say everything goes to my lovely husband. I don't know. My spouse.
Right.
If she didn't have a will, though, because we're living in a world where no one's doing wills, right? In this scenario, New York law says nothing goes up to your mom. New York law says everything goes to your spouse. So if I sat Archie Bunker down at the table, I said, Archie, if you don't have a will and bad things happen, foreseeable bad things happen, your wife may be asking Meathead for money.
Ooh.
He'd probably not be very thrilled about that.
Right. Be very upset.
TV lesson to stay by. Have a will. Have a basic plan so that way you can make sure 100% of the money goes to your spouse. She can then leave whatever she wants to your daughter, right? Go across the aisle. And then it can go down.
Right.
Children.
Mm-hmm.
Because without that, we're at the mercy of what New York law is, and New York law would say that a 50-year-old surviving spouse, like Jean Stapleton, Edith was. You got me going.
I know, I'm sorry.
She's not going to get enough money.
Right.
Right? Times are different these days.
And you've always said, no plan is a plan.
Unfortunately, no plan's a plan.
It is a plan.
New York's
got
a plan for you.
That's right.
There's a plan if you didn't do that power of attorney, right? It's a guardianship plan, unfortunately.
Could Archie have left money to Gloria right up front?
He could have done whatever he wanted.
Right. But with a will, he would leave, you know, however much to Edith, but he could carve out a little bit and leave it for Gloria.
Absolutely. You know, Jay Marie and I were talking about this last week where the idea is because people are living so long, you know, if you do want the glories of the world, if you want your daughter to get an inheritance when you die, and you don't want her to wait 40 years until she is 65, 70 years old herself, you could always do that. You could always name her as beneficiaries on things as well.
Our estate plan is to spend it all and not leave anything. And we've already told the kids that. So, you know.
Well, that's your life plan.
Yeah.
Your estate plan.
It's a good plan.
Your estate plan is whatever's left.
It's a darn good plan.
Well, hold on, Ben. Your estate plan. Where do things go when you pass? It's to the children.
Yeah. Well, first it would go to Lori, and then
correct.
It would go to the kids.
Whatever.
Right. Sell the house.
Left.
Whatever.
Whatever's
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Are you one of those that die with lots of toys? I don't think you are.
No, absolutely not. And we've already talked about leaving things. They don't want any of it for the most part. You know,
like stuff.
Yeah, like stuff. We've already talked about.
They don't want
stuff.
Your stuff.
No, they don't want stuff.
Nobody wants your stuff. Guys
call
out there,
1-800 got junk. Point at it, and it's gone. Just like they say in the commercial.
We hold on to our kids' art stuff from school and the this and the that. And they're in drawers.
We
and
still
in
have stuff. We still have that stuff, and we're trying to give it back
because
it's their stuff. But it's their stuff. You know, we could talk about stuff for the next hour, but we only have about 2 minutes.
I know.
So,
well,
I'll be quiet now.
Now that you're
and
fine.
You can finish.
Well, so I don't have time to do Golden Girls or Gilligan's Island.
I would have picked Golden Girls
Although
second.
I'll give you one trivia question about Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
Do you know who was possible to play Skipper?
Skipper.
Do you know who was almost selected for Skipper?
I don't. Who?
Carol O'Connor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
I would have said Harry.
I mean, could you go from Archie Bunker to the Skipper? I mean, I guess there's some traits that it follows.
You know, once you're kind of pre-cast into that, I'm not quite sure if you could make yourself out of that. But Gilligan's Island was on first, so...
Well, we got a minute left here, and rather than talk about anything like we normally do, I want to get back to this telethon for a moment. So yes. At 11 o'clock, Ben, people can start calling.
That's right.
And they could, whether it's $5, $20, $100, they could donate towards rooms or evenings, nights.
That's right, nights. Yep. They can call the Nyiscoba phone room, 518-438-2655.
And the goal is 100 nights?
100 nights.
100 nights. And
that's
we're
right.
at...
We were at about 740 nights, 739.
Okay.
You just donated 10 nights, so
okay.
we're up around 750.
So magic listeners, Herzog, clients,
yep.
Think
Everyone.
About it, please. Mm-hmm. I'd really appreciate it. I think it's a wonderful cause. There's a long list of sponsors I heard before,
yeah.
And next year you'll hear Herzog Law from us.
That's right. So. That's what I want to hear. That's what I like. That's a good thing, Dave.
And it's another excuse to just see you every...
That's right.
Well, not every single Saturday anymore.
No, but, I should come down and say hello.
We like John, though. He's fantastic.
John's great. Oh, John's great. And he's on after me this afternoon. He'll be on from 2 to 5, which is why he's not here this morning. So
talk about voices for radio. Between you and him, it's just unbelievable.
He's great. He's got the voice for radio. There's no doubt about it. I didn't make any other comments. He's a handsome man as well. But, He's done a great job, and, hopefully we'll raise a lot of money today, and that's what we're looking to do, and, it's all good.
Wonderful.
So good to see you.
Good to see you too, Ben.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.